Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
I know. It's stunning. Somebody live on a Sunday evening and talk radio. All the talk show hosts are out there by their pools sipping margaritas right now, right?
Don't you wish you were doing that, Mark?
I wish I had a pool.
Yeah.
Right. I wish I could afford a pool.
There's always the lake here in Keene.
Call in at 855.
Skinny dipping.
It wouldn't be the first time. 855-450-3733 for somebody, not for me.
I've gone skinny dipping in Keene before.
I haven't even swam in Keene.
There are places. You just don't know the right ones.
Indeed. 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's an interactive program. In fact, we have an interactive website where you can go and you can share news stories or blog posts or videos or whatever it is that you want to share at freetalklive.com. You can upload it. People will vote on it, vote it up, vote it down. You can do the same with theirs, and, you know, that's what happens on the website. Lots of news stories. It makes it easier for us to find news stories, and, you know, there's a lot of eyes are going to be on your story. And that's at freetalklive.com. And, Stephanie, you've got we were talking before the show, you've got a story about schools.
The creepy schools. Yeah.
Creepy schools.
Yeah, I think I actually found this on freetalklive.com, by the way, so it just shows how useful it is. Yep, this is from cbsnews.com. New Jersey school exams, quote, secret question angers parents. Some New Jersey parents are upset about a standardized test question that asked third graders to reveal a secret and write about why it was hard to keep. The question appeared on the writing portion of some versions of the New Jersey Assessment of Skills and Knowledge.
Well, this is like a statewide test?
Yeah, given to third graders.
That's even creepier. I mean, this isn't something
every third grader is going to get that if they go to the government schools.
Some teacher came up with. This is statewide.
Yes.
Wow.
They had these two. I went to a government school in Massachusetts. I've tried to block most of it out, but some of the memories seeped through, and they did have these standardized tests that you had to take every couple of years.
Yeah, sure.
And then they added another one that you had to take if you wanted to graduate from high school. And I don't know what the point is, because they get these test results and they really don't do anything with them. Like, they're like, well, we can't use these to, like, use as a metric for how well the teachers are doing, and we can't use them to punish the students, so they never really raise the standards in any way, but they take a lot of time out of the school curriculum, and you have to fill them out, and it always takes a week to complete the testing, and then the teachers try to teach towards that test, too.
Sure.
So it's, I don't know what the point of them is, but, you know, bureaucracy, the gears of the state turn slowly.
Now with the No Child Left Behind thing, essentially, I mean, the schools are all about standardized testing.
Yeah, I guess they've added more and more as time. I mean, thankfully, I've been out for a while out of, you know, day prison.
Standardized testing is awesome for metrics because they can, you know, it's a multiple choice. The kids bubble them in. They get it right. They get it wrong. You know, statistics are very easy to compile. You can see whether the
teachers. Except they don't usually use the metrics to do anything or change anything about how the schools are run, you know.
But when you're teaching a student to answer a multiple choice question properly, you may or may not be teaching them how to operate in the real world, the reading, write, and arithmetic.
Well,
that,
exactly.
Everybody wants us to get out of school.
Life is not a multiple choice test.
Right.
It's open-ended, and you have to be able to think and synthesize information. And, of course, teaching to multiple tests, choice tests doesn't teach kids how to do that.
And then you have to kind of ask yourself, what geography, what social studies questions should be on this test and which one shouldn't? So is it important to learn about the Aborigines in Australia, but not important to learn about the pygmies in Africa? I don't know. I mean,
usually they're not learning about any brown people. It's all like white people history.
That wasn't the way it was when I was in school. But,
I see.
You know, different schools are different.
Sure, yeah.
And I think that, you know, there's value in different schools being different and different.
But isn't it like, don't like 30% of kids graduate from high school functionally illiterate?
They say the average number is 20% functionally illiterate from government schools, and then in some districts as high as 40%.
So what is a standardized test doing? I mean, is that helping in any way?
I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine with my child, the way he just kind of picked up reading on his own.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how you get it so that a kid can't read. I mean, how do you destroy learning for a child? so much that they can no longer read. I mean, is it families? I don't know. I can't say. But I can say that I find this test where they were asking kids to reveal their secrets to be very creepy.
Well, yeah, exactly. It sounds like that was the real purpose of the test, you know, not to get some standards about what they teach or how well the kids are learning.
What kind of secrets could kids be revealing?
Well, nothing good.
What parents have to say?
So they said parents were especially outraged because children may have revealed information that should have stayed private. I guarantee you some children will be writing things family members and parents would have rather not revealed to the state.
Sounds right.
Said, I guess, a teacher to the Asbury Park Press, another newspaper. He added that if his twin 9-year-old boys who told him about the question on the test would have answered, "It's none of your darn business," he would have been perfectly fine with their response. They want to answer a question they don't want to fail. I think somebody should be held accountable for putting children in a difficult position in the middle of a test.
You know? I agree, absolutely. This is not the appropriate questions. I mean, this is spooky stuff.
Yeah, and I wonder if they followed up. Like, did they do anything with some of the answers? Like, if somebody wrote, like, my sister touched me in a way that I didn't like or something, like, did they follow up and ask her?
I'll bet they did.
Yeah, I'm
absolutely
sure.
Absolutely they would. When I was I was growing up in the 70s, riding along in mom's Cutlass, 71 Cutlass with the lap belt undone in the front seat. Like,
click it or ticket, Mark.
None of these things existed. And talking to mom about the things that they would talk on the AM radio about, and just sort of what is the difference between us and those Soviets that we're supposed to be so scared about? And what they would say, what she would say to me was, well, there the government tries to get kids to tell on their parents about things that they're doing. They try to turn family members against each other. Mm-hmm. And now, this is, I have no idea what they did in the Soviet Union, but I wouldn't doubt that that was what they likely did, something like that. At least those are the stories that I heard when I was little. But, and, you know, I mean, this was the perception of an adult in the 1970s, 1978, 9, something like that. I would have been, I was born in 71. So, and this was her perception of what she was willing to share with her, young child.
Well, that is actually happening today. I have another story about
it. Right. It's happening today.
Who turned in his parents for growing pot. And that's not the first story that we've read on the show.
No. I mean, it's really, really creepy that the government takes over the schools and then uses the schools as these systems to go after the parents.
Yeah.
You really have to ask yourself, there are probably some parents that have done some bad things, but should the, how many
But there
things?
Are also a lot of innocent people who get caught up in that dragnet,
Sure.
And there are a lot of people whose job it is to kind of root those out and find out what's happening, and they sometimes,
do they make the situation better or worse?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're talking about a pot grow operation that daddy and mommy have in the basement because they like to party on the weekend or whatever it is that they do, are those kids going to be better if daddy and mommy are in jail?
Yeah.
Are they
going to
be better off in a foster home? Because, we've read plenty of stories of what happened in the foster home, too.
Right.
Certainly there are bad parents out there. But there aren't too many parents as bad a parent as the state is a bad parent. Okay? I mean, there's not too many parents that can be as bad as the state is. Yes, I wouldn't be running a grow op in my house with my son and that. This seems it's outside of the realm of what I would do, absolutely. But I just got to say that I think that parents are the best people to raise their children, and not it takes a weird bureaucracy that we call a village.
Yeah. I wonder what kids responded on this test. I mean, it seems like a fairly new news story, but it says the...
What grade was this? Third graders?
Third graders, yeah.
I just told them my favorite color.
Yeah, that's your secret,
my
right?
My secret is I've changed my favorite
but
color.
But how many kids,
from blue to chartreuse.
They think it's like a creative writing portion of the exam or something like that. I'm trying to find out what the writing portion.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they think they're supposed to make up a story and they'll get a good grade if they make up a creative story.
Mm.
And then they just make up something and then the cops show up at their door.
We had a kid that got suspended for writing a zombie story about zombies coming to his high school and killing his teachers and stuff. I mean,
zero tolerance, Mark.
He goes to Hollywood, he'll make a fortune, but in school he gets suspended.
Right. Only in government school.
Insane. If
up
you've
and
got
down,
a...
black as white.
Easy government school stories, please call in at 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition, 855-450-FREE.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-453. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. But we've been talking about this situation with, well, New Jersey schools asking students on a standardized test what their secrets are.
Yeah, and why they were hard to keep.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess
my pastor told me not to tell him that, not tell anybody that he gave me wine and took me into his rectory or whatever.
I think that's priest.
Okay, whatever. I was raised Jewish. And
what do you know?
Yeah. Right, what do I know? Know enough to be an atheist. But yeah, I mean, there are all kinds of reasons why a secret might be hard to keep, but it sounds like they were really fishing for something that they could use to kind of go after. Doesn't it sound like that?
Okay, so I don't know what they were thinking when they wrote it. I wouldn't propose to know. Yeah. But I would say that I do not trust any state organization to ask questions like this on a test, because I don't think that the answers are necessarily going to be used well.
Mm-hmm.
If, for instance, I mean, we brought up the fictitious and then real scenario of...
Of kids tattling on their parents, which was what your mom said to you back in the 1980s, right? Or
70s.
70s, yeah.
About, you know, what if they had a marijuana grow op, a small one in the basement or something
and
like that?
And this has actually happened.
Right.
From the Huffington Post, the headline is Karen Chanfield and Francis Medvedek arrested. Boy calls cops on pot-growing parents. A little boy in Pennsylvania called the cops on his mom and dad on May 9th after allegedly finding 18 marijuana plants growing in the basement. When police went to the home, the boy led them downstairs where they reportedly found the plants, fans, grow lights, timers, and electrical cords for growing the weed. Officers obtained a search warrant and blah, blah, blah. They arrested this couple, which there's a picture of them.
I wonder what they did a search warrant for in the first place. I mean, now they've seen it. I don't know.
Yeah, the boy let them in.
Of course he did. He led them to it.
They didn't need a warrant for that, but yeah, I suppose it was easy to get after he gave him the tip. And here you go. Here's my parents' grow up. He must have thought he was doing a good thing or something because of what he got taught in school. What? I mean, they were arrested.
18 plants is a serious time.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what the laws are in Pennsylvania, but I mean, it shouldn't matter. They're growing flowers, you know. I mean, someone could be using that to treat their pain. Someone could be using it to smoke recreationally. And if they hurt someone, fine. They hurt someone. That's the crime. It's not inhaling a flower, you know, a burning flower.
And I mean, this the question. I mean, a lot of people will say, well, those people shouldn't have been doing that. And, you know, okay, fine. But how is this child better off? If it is our responsibility as a society to rear children, and I can see that point. I see it. Then how is that child now better off if his parents do go to jail? I mean, I don't know.
Well, and it's not actually just him. Apparently, there were other children. There were 5 children living in the house, ages 10 to 17.
Awesome.
Apparently, they knew about it. They all knew about it. So maybe they'll be charged for not tattling on the parents.
Unlikely.
Neither of the parents has a past criminal record either. You know,
so
just,
these aren't like criminals that are growing, marijuana in their basement. Just people that are growing some
just
marijuana.
Just a family. They look really, there are pictures of them here. They look like any normal, people.
I just keep on coming back. How are these kids served? Exactly. How are they better off? Now they're in foster homes. Their family's broken up. We all know that the family's the most integral part of society, and the idea is that smoking marijuana somehow adversely affects society, but I would say that what the evidence here is that the drug laws in this country more adversely affect society than whatever drug they're outlawing. Yeah. I mean, consider that America, the whole time America was being built up until the 1930s, laudanum, heroin were legal. Cocaine was legal. A 7-year-old could go to the store and buy cocaine for mommy, and no big deal.
I'm not romanticizing that time, but like kids go to the police all the time.
A lot of people will romanticize. A lot of people that believe for whatever reason the drugs should be illegal at the same time will romanticize the founding era of
okay,
of
yeah,
States. I think
true.
There's a lot of problems in there, lots of things to be addressed, but it's interesting that these drugs, cocaine and heroin, have been legal for this country longer in this country's history than they have been illegal. And there have been far more problems from them since they have been illegal than when they were legal.
Yeah, from the drug war. Yeah, and the thing that I find ironic about this is that kids will go to the police all the time and say, look, my parents are hitting me, I'm being abused at home, even sexual abuse sometimes not taken seriously, but if they're growing pot, then their home is raided.
Well, there's evidence of that, right?
I suppose, yeah, but kids can have bruises and stuff. I mean, sometimes they take them seriously, but sometimes not. Sometimes they're like, well, we can't do anything. It's a family issue, you know.
Corporal punishment's really confusing in this country because in some cases you'll have, you know, judges telling people that, you know, they're going to...
What about the dad who shot his daughter's laptop? Do you remember that? There
yeah.
was a video of this guy.
Oh, his laptop.
Well, he bought it for his daughter, and then he took it and shot it and was excoriating her on a YouTube video.
Yep.
Very public humiliation.
He seemed very upset.
Yep, and he had a gun, and he was willing to use it on property, and so there's an implication there. And that guy, I mean, you know, the police said, oh, we can't do anything about it, and actually we like this guy because he's tough.
Well, whatever the cops may or may not feel about it, I don't think that they should have gotten involved in that situation.
No,
I think
probably
that
wouldn't
guy,
have helped either, but, like, what is that daughter going
to
do? Like, how is she going to get help? Her dad...
How old is she?
14, something like that.
Probably 14 when it happened, and she's 18 now. I mean,
no, it happened recently. It was like a few months ago.
It seems like it was longer than that, but maybe not a year.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Lots of people. The fact
what about
is that
the daughter who got beaten by her father, who was a judge,
mm-hmm.
beaten with a belt? And she was she was mentally handicapped as well. She took a video of it, put it on YouTube years later. She didn't get any help from the so-called authorities.
And so what were they going to do? She was in her 20s at the time, and she was upset that Daddy didn't buy her Mercedes, too.
He beat her with a belt, and the mother was egging him on, and, oh, my God, it was horrible.
Lots of people use corporal punishment. Indeed. I mean, no doubt about it. I don't necessarily support it. I don't think it's the best way to go about punishing children. But the thing is I think that the instances where the state intervenes with parents is generally, like, the majority of the time, they only mess things up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, I mean, even if you're talking about a corporal punishment situation, they're probably only going to mess things up.
Mm-hmm.
Outlawing corporal punishment will probably only increase corporal punishment. There was a story going on. I can't remember what...
it's education, I mean, I think is the solution to that. But, yeah, what were you saying?
Some pastor, in Florida. I think it's in Florida. It's always in Florida. I'm from Florida. There's some pastor...
So that makes it okay for you to say?
Yeah. I think it does more so. You could... You can make,
okay.
You know, I mean, look, white comedians don't make jokes about black guys and get away with it.
Oh, they do. There are lots of them that do.
Yeah, well,
have you ever heard of him?
Who?
Ralphie May. He's a comedian. He makes jokes. He makes racial jokes about everybody. And I don't find racial humor funny. I just, like, I'm amazed at how much of it there is. But I'm sorry I interrupted you, and now we're short on time.
Yeah, some preacher that was advocating the, strong discipline of very young children got, I think it was some kind of court trouble. I can look it up here. We'll talk about it in a minute. 855-450-FREE. Take a toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. You can call in with, well, whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And we've been discussing kind of, I don't know, families, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Before we went to the commercials there, I had mentioned a situation where a preacher, in this case, he's calling him a pastor, was sent to jail. And I said it was Florida. I guess I misread Dane County for Dade County. It's the Black Earth Church. I have no idea what that means. However, I can tell by looking at this guy, he's not black, who taught his flock to discipline their children, some as young as 2 months old, with wooden spoons and rods. And, by the way, if you're going to use the Bible as an avocation for corporal punishment, then using your hand is antithetical to the Bible. The Bible says not to spare the rod. So if you're going to beat your children...
Oh, they'll rationalize it any way that they want to.
I'm just saying, that's what it says, right? Like, if God wanted me to not to be confused by it, he should have written it in a non-confusing
fashion. It also says a lot of other things, like not to eat shellfish and stuff, but a lot of people do that.
The New Testament came along and kind of undid all the rules as far as what you were supposed to eat and not eat when
I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, right. You Jewish folks never did.
Yeah, but
you can't eat yourself some good old bacon.
I bloody bacon. I've been making it up for lost time, but anyway, these pastors, that advocate corporal punishment. There was one that wrote this book. I don't know if this is the same guy, but one wrote a book about similar stuff like this. Like, you should start as young as possible, like basically beating babies with implements like spatulas, wooden spoons.
I can't imagine it's very effective. I mean, if I had a complaint about a two-month-old, I mean, I have had a two-month-old, and I certainly had complaints. I've had complaints all along about my my child. I mean, you know, that's what it's like living with other people. I neither beat my child with sticks nor my wife. I have complaints about her, too. I've got complaints about everybody.
Well, if you wouldn't beat your wife, why would you beat a child? I mean, it's the same thing. And even the child has less choice about whether to be in there.
I'm wondering, my only complaint with a two-month-old is crying, like, stop crying, please stop crying. Like,
yeah, and how is hitting him going to stop?
What are you crying about precisely? Because
I can't tell you.
The poop thing and the crying thing, or the, so the, you know, what are you crying about? I don't know. You're not hungry. You don't have to. What? I don't know. So that would be my largest complaint with a 2-month-old. And to spank a child in order to prevent a child from crying seems kind of silly, because that's only going to make them cry more, right?
Right, and they even say, like, in these books about how to hit kids, that you should make it as painful as possible so that they learn. And
I haven't read any books like that, so I couldn't say.
I mean, one of them was getting banned from Amazon or something like that, or it was people were trying to get it banned from Amazon. I don't know how that worked out, but yeah. It was similar to what this preacher was saying. Like, any implement you can get your hand on, the more painful, the better. The younger you hit them, the better. And, wow, why would somebody, why would people buy that book? Why would people listen to them? I guess it's because they've never thought about what it means, the idea of child abuse, the idea of questioning whether what was done to them as a kid is acceptable, you know, being hit.
And everybody has their different opinion as to when corporal punishment moves to child abuse. There's no doubt. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Creighton on the line. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you doing tonight, guys?
All's well.
Well, you guys started talking about, you know, children, and that's I've got a weird situation.
Okay.
And I wanted to mention it and thought would you guys get your ideas.
Alrighty, sure.
I've called many times, and you guys, if you remember me, you know that I'm fairly libertarian. And here's the quandary. I'm libertarian, but I'm a foster father.
All right.
Okay.
And that's a bit of a contradiction, because we have two foster boys that we got very young. Now, the older brother was not quite not quite one when we got him.
Older?
He's three now.
Older?
So he's...
The older brother was not quite one?
Oh, the younger brother was not quite one. The older brother was not quite two. I'm sorry.
Gotcha. I'm there.
Okay, so when we first got him, and they don't tell you a lot about their case. They can't. For some legal reason, they can't really tell you much about the case of the parent.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really have a lot to go on. If you're a libertarian and you're a foster parent, you're in the dark as far as what's really gone wrong. But we got what we were told basically is that they were a physical abuse
situation.
Wow.
Okay.
That's pretty young.
And the problem is that you never really know, because of course we've all heard of the cases where the social worker, you know, is exactly what you're talking about, that does not believe in corporal punishment at all, and
right.
And could think of and I'm the kind of person that believes that corporal punishment has its place, but obviously with abused children, it doesn't serve any useful purpose, and it has to be used judiciously.
And why is it just with abused children? Why not with all children?
Because the children that have been abused they haven't been able to associate the pain with the misbehavior, and that's the only way that corporal punishment does any good. And it doesn't do any good for the child in or two anyway. I mean, let's be honest. They have to be old enough to actually...
What are the ages, what are the ages of corporal punishments appropriate?
That's a hard question to answer, but that's not where I'm going with this. Because
You just said that it started at two, so I was wondering, you know, when does it end?
When they get old enough to hit back, right, Mark?
It's ended for my children long ago, my blood children long ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the only usefulness of corporal punishment is when they can associate the consequence
Got it.
With Do you think they ever associate their parent hitting them with feeling afraid and not really being able to learn because they're just so scared that there's this large person who's physically causing pain on them, inflicting pain?
It's a hard line of walk, isn't it?
Now,
I don't walk that line.
Well, you don't have kids.
I don't think
okay,
I need to. I would need to.
But that's not the question I'm asking. Now,
right.
Here's the thing. We like I said, we don't know anything about these kids before other than that, other than the accusation that they were abuse kids.
Right.
Well, when we got them, the one-year-old, well, he was one, and the almost two-year-old was very violent, angry, throw things, bite. Hard enough to leave marks through blue jeans. I mean, he was...
Gee, I wonder if that has anything to do with the way he was treated.
Who knows? I mean, at this we don't know.
Well, we know it is. Kids who are abused or hit by their parents have a higher likelihood of being violent themselves in their families and in school.
But the only information he's got is that they were abused physically.
Right.
That's all the information he's got.
According to one particular person's perspective. That's to a third-person perspective. That's the only information I have when I go. Well, we've had him for 2 years, and they're both wonderful kids. They're both normal, I mean. And it's like they've completely forgotten. But it still seems strange. I mean, as a libertarian, children have always been the kind of gray area that we really can't address in any consistent way.
Sure.
So,
no, you can address anything consistently, I think. I mean, I don't think that, you know, obviously children are, the relationship between parents and children is special, but if you think about it, you can still apply principles. I mean, they're still a human being. They are a sovereign individual, but they can't really fully take care of themselves yet. They will be able to at one point. So as a parent, you know,
sovereignty comes responsibility, and kids are, you know, just not responsible.
Well, but they still control their own actions.
Sure,
and
they do.
And they get to a point where they can understand their actions and the consequences that they have. And
animals
stuff.
Control their own actions.
Right, but do you beat...
But are they sovereign?
Is it okay to beat an animal? I mean, just because it's...
I certainly eat ones that have had their throats slit.
Well, sure.
Creighton, hold on the line if you're... I'm very interested in talking to you about this a little more. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
Looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about sort of parenting things here on Free Talk Live, and it's all been very interesting. But if you run a website or a blog and you're looking to, say, add a forum, you know, add some kind of content for your viewers, but you don't want to compromise their privacy, consider plainboards.com. At plainboards.com, you can get a free-to-use anonymous message board, and all you have to do is go there. It just takes seconds, as I understand. You just name the board, and then you've got the link, and then you're there. There's no installation necessary, no identification or logging in required. Start your board in seconds and protect your user's privacy. It's plainboards.com. It's encrypted and secured. They've got all kinds of features for their boards. Plainboards.com. I think it's a great service to offer. Costs you nothing. It's very, very fast. Plainboards.com. So we were talking to Crichton about two foster children he has.
You know, by the way, just before we start, Crichton started off his call by saying that he feels a little bit of tension between his libertarian views and being a foster parent, and I don't think that's necessarily like unlibertarian or anything, because kind of like we live in this world where there's a big government, right? And certain things like might be legitimate services that people need or want, like taking care of kids whose families are unavailable or neglectful or abusive. But like the state is kind of the only agency that is doing that in this world. And so what are you going to do if you want to help out a kid who's in that situation? There aren't really many alternatives.
You can't go to your local religious group that will, try to negotiate with the parents to get the child or whatever.
Yeah.
So sometimes the state.
Sometimes you end up using, participating or whatever in state provided things. And it's just the only option you have,
And as happens with any organization that doesn't have accountability, you have abuses. And that's generally what we point out here on Free Talk Live. But let's go back to Crichton, calling in from Louisville. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, you guys just almost got right to the gist of it pretty fast, but not quite.
Okay.
That's what we do.
Here's the thing. Like you said, there's a tension between my libertarian belief system and and being an agent of the state, because that's literally what I am. And I have,
sure you are.
I have no other source of information about this case other than the state itself. I have no other witness.
Right.
So on one level, you're right. Right now, the state is the only option there, so there's a little bit of a caveat there. But here's the thing. If I've always heard that if we went to a stateless society, that there would be, once again, there used to be, like once again, there would be organizations that made a business, or that did the business of foster care does now. But the problem I find is that we eventually did find out more information about this case.
Right.
After 2 years, or not quite 2 years, but after a while, we actually met the parents and such. And there's no way that anyone could tell me that if you'd met these people on the street, that you would have at all been suspicious.
Right.
That
well,
they
sometimes
were,
they hide
they were
it well.
In any way.
Sometimes
I mean,
abusers
they
are really
like
good at hiding
normal
it.
People. They were very calm. I mean, the father was as big as a mountain. I mean, he was a humongous individual and very quiet.
Wow.
The mother was very loving. When we were around, eventually she got a divorce and went to woman's center or whatever, where abusive wives. So eventually she separated from him.
You mean
so
abused
it
wives?
Comes around to him. We eventually learned all that later.
So there was domestic violence happening too between the parents? Is that what you're saying? That there was the wife was being hit as well?
Apparently.
Okay.
We know that now. But the thing I'm saying is that when the case was first getting started, how would an independent group that didn't have the authority that the state does been able to go in and make the authoritative decision to take
well,
these
sometimes
away?
Parents will take kids. Sometimes parents will take kids like to the doctor or the hospital or something, and they'll see, like, they'll do an x-ray and they'll see there are like multiple breaks in the kid's bones and stuff like that, or
okay,
they'll find
I think
bruises.
You're missing my question. That's how they find out now. But just because you can find out doesn't mean you can do anything about it. Because in a stateless society, no one has any special authority than anyone else. So who goes in there and forces the issue?
You know, I think this is one of the toughest issues, Crichton. I think this is really, truly one of the toughest issues for people that advocate for peace and freedom and personal responsibility. Absolutely. This is one of the most difficult situations. But remember, the Child and Family Services, this organization, these ideas of these organizations are essentially they're younger than you and I, Crichton. They came around in the 70s. So we only have 40 years tops of these organizations and what was going before that. You know, mostly they did nothing about abused children.
Yeah, so I mean, there's that, but also there's always the idea that if you think somebody else is abusing their children or maybe their animals or something else, you could try to out them, say it publicly. You could try to talk to them. You could lead by example. But you know, I think that the whole point of this whole thing in a stateless society, if we ever get to the point where there is a stateless society, it'll be so obvious to people that you don't hit your kids, that peaceful parenting is the way to go. That's how we'll get to a stateless society, because people are raised in peaceful, loving environments. It'll be obvious to them that we don't need, you know, a state. We don't need an organization that functions by taking things by force and by forcing people to be obedient.
Crichton?
I don't know that I can really buy that.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I'm very libertarian, and I have a problem with that.
Sure. I've got you. I have this. I have similar, difficulties accepting the idea that there's always going to be these outliers, people that are different and want to go about things differently. And
but that's a fallacy though, because does it have to be perfect in a stateless society?
No, it doesn't. And that's the that's really where I'm coming from, is how many kids is CPS getting? Because consider that right now you can homeschool your kids and no one will ever know that. I mean, you know, oftentimes you'll find that people that there's a lot of crossover with homeschooling and religious folks. Sometimes it's religious folks that want to use corporal punishment. You never know. I mean, oftentimes it's just lunatics. And
I think it's a lot of people. I mean, aren't there statistics 70-90% of parents?
Right. I am not gonna make the cross that corporal punishment is child abuse. I think what the concern here is child abuse, and that there's a I think that there's a chasm there. There's a difference, but
it's a spectrum.
Agreed. You know, so is, wouldn't you agree that time out is withdrawing attention and mm-hmm. concern from the child? Well, we've already got child abuse. Let's give them to the state. See, the problem
there's
is...
There's always a point at which you can take it too far. But the question is, who gets to decide how far you take it?
Right. I Crichton, I think that this is one of those situations where one has to take the libertarian easy road. And the libertarian easy road is, look, this is a human concern. Human concerns can be met by the marketplace. I don't know how the marketplace is going to meet concerns in the same way that somebody in 1850 didn't know how travel concerns were going to be met in the 1950s. But planes, trains, and automobiles certainly did come about. Trains have already existed. But, what you're asking for...
Are you kidding me? Of course the people in the 50s knew that the flying cars would be around by now.
They should be. They would be if it weren't for the state. But, I mean, what about the idea... There are more ideas like that we could brainstorm. Like, we're all creative people, right? We could probably
that I found out that this kind of abuse was going on. Look, if the last resort is a group of armed men to go in and take the children, it's not like there won't be arms in the future where if the child wants to leave the home, and that's very difficult with a 1 and 2 year old, some people are, it's just kidnapping when the government does it, but they do it under the auspices of the government.
It's the veil of legitimacy.
Sure. Under law.
Yeah, and in that circumstance, when you're still talking about people having arbitration and their problems solved by third parties, because that'll always occur, is a third party going to hold them responsible? I don't know.
What about the idea of, like, what that girl did who in Texas who was beat by her father, who was the judge, and she knew that nobody was going to help her or take her seriously? She got video evidence,
yep.
And then she released it later.
It's powerful.
I mean, she was probably too scared to release it then, but, maybe some other kid who's
That's
being abused.
That's not what happened there.
Okay,
what she did is she recorded that video knowing that it would look bad for her father when she wanted to use it against him.
She was being beat regularly by her father, and her mother was there supporting it and saying, take it like a woman, and all kinds of other things like that. I mean, how is this her fault? I mean, how is this, like, she's being naughty?
She held on to it specifically to use it against her father.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that was okay, given the fact that he was beating her regularly?
I don't think that either one of these circumstances is pure. I don't think that the father, obviously what the father was doing was wrong, in my opinion. But at the same time,
he's not going to lose his job.
I don't think this girl was outing somebody for child abuse. I think this girl was trying to manipulate a situation, and I think that that's different, and people take a jaded view. Crichton, thank you for the call. If you have any more questions, please give us a call. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one, and it's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com.